Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Now I got my kid's report card back, and he's doing pretty well in school this year.
Good.
And I think part of the reason is because we got him the KiwiCo box subscription every single month.
And what is this exactly?
So KiwiCo is a subscription box for kids, and basically it helps teaching about STEAM fun. And I said STEAM, not STEM, because we're talking about science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Okay.
And it's designed by tested by kids.
They're the experts.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, for real.
That way you don't need to research or worry about gathering all the supplies. They send it to you every single month. It comes with all the supplies, everything. I mean, you could be making, we've made some solar systems.
Wow. We've had,
you can make your own soap. It can teach the kids how to make their own soap.
Make
so that was like,
soap?
I was like, wait a minute. Now we don't have to go to the store. We can create our own stuff. Yes, kids, you can create your own products. Maybe one day you could even sell it. And so now my kids have this new whole learning. They just want to learn all the time about these certain things. Now, they come in different crates, by the way. It goes from 0 all the way to 104 years old. My kids have the Kiwi crate, which is for ages 5 and 8. So as they get older, you can keep switching it up and get the, you know, more difficult projects from KiwiCo. Now, what does it come with? All the supplies needed, detailed, easy-to-follow instructions, and the educational magazine that my kids love because they'll go to bed at night and they'll read it together before they go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's convenient. It's affordable. It encourages your children to be anything they want to be. There's no commitment either. You can cancel at any time, and monthly options start at $16.95 a month, including shipping. And for Kid Nation members, you can go to KiwiCo.com/kid to get that first month for free. Every day counts when making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/kid. Get that first month for free. That's KiwiCo.com/kid. Having a good time with my kids. They got to go to the fair yesterday, and I felt good about it because,
hey, that looked cute.
You're doing projects. You're good. You're still learning. Now, Anna's still learning. Little millennial over here. And when I saw what you were doing, Anna, I got a little scared.
Oh.
And I'm glad you showed up to work this morning.
How old are you, Anna, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 26.
Okay. Now, what is it that JC is talking about? Because I don't know.
Okay. So, you know how I told you guys a few weeks ago that I found a couch that I really want to get?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, before I can get it, I have to sell my current couch.
Yeah.
Because I just don't have the space for two couches. That's
right.
Kind of silly.
Right.
Anyway, so I've been working on selling my current couch, but like no one I know wants it. Like friends of friends don't want it. So I posted it on an app.
Doesn't that make you feel terrible when people don't want your thing?
I know. It's like, okay,
right?
I think it's cute.
You like set yourself up for rejection.
Yeah. And they're like, why are you trying to sell it? And I'm like, oh, I just want a new one.
Have you thought about putting it on the curb and putting for sale on it, and then somebody will steal it?
Well, I want money for it.
Oh, you do want money. Okay.
Yeah, because that money's going to go towards the new
thing. That's the problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I posted it on one of those just apps where like just random people.
How much are you asking for this bad boy?
I'm asking $450.
$450?
How used is it?
Is it leather?
It's a lot.
It is leather.
Okay.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid $800 for it.
Oh,
yeah, you're not.
Doesn't matter. You might get, if you're lucky, $200.
Yeah, I've paid $250 for a used leather couch before.
People don't pay for used furniture.
You found someone, though.
I did find someone. Here's the thing.
Oh.
There's this woman that was really interested in it. And I guess I just don't have the notifications turned on for the app. Mm-hmm. And she had been messaging me like, oh, what if I negotiate? Or are you willing to negotiate? And then finally she said, I'll pay full price.
Oh, there you go.
I guess it's because I wasn't responding, not on purpose.
Yeah. Hard to get. Yeah, you're
yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I'll pay full price if you can hold it for like a few weeks. And I mean, I'm in no rush. So I was like, yeah, sure. If you're going to pay full price, I'll hold it. No
problem.
But
get the money up front because she'll change her mind in 3 weeks. You never know.
I guess I should have asked that. But then the other day she goes, so would it be okay if my son comes over and sits on it just to see if we like it?
Where it gets a little fishy for me.
That's a legit request. Because
you got to sit on the couch before you buy it.
You got to.
Right.
I want to lay on the bed and I want to sit on the couch.
Because you could be sitting in that bad boy. It could be like slumped in the middle. You could sit down.
For sure.
Yeah. And it is used. And I've never like sold furniture before or bought it from a random app before. So I was asking my friends and they were saying, yeah, we went and sat on couches before. We bought some from like apps. Yeah. I was like, okay.
But isn't it weird that a grown man's gonna show up to your house by himself? You're gonna be there by yourself.
Yeah.
And he's gonna sit on your couch.
Yeah. I was iffy about it. I have like a group text with like 5 of my girlfriends and I was like, can one of y'all come over so I'm not by myself?
Like, no, we're not gonna get murdered.
No, you're on your own.
It's a trick.
Right?
Yeah, and so yesterday morning she had messaged. And I agreed to it because I was like, okay, I'll just had one of my friends come over. I stalked her on social media a little bit to kind of see what her and her son look like. So I was like, okay, it's going to be fine, hopefully.
Yeah.
And so then yesterday, she messaged me asking when would be a good time. And I said, yeah, like anytime after 5, because that's when my friends get off work. Anytime after 5, just let me know. Like, I'll be home. Just text me. And so all day at home, I invited my most intimidating 5-foot friend over. 5-foot tall friend, female friend. So
all
it's me and her.
Friends are not scary.
No, not scary
not
at all.
One of them.
And I cleaned the place because I didn't want them to judge me based on, they're like, well, if she has a dirty kitchen, she must have a dirty couch.
Right.
You know, all this stuff.
And you don't want to buy a couch from a dirty kitchen.
No way.
Right. Yeah. And I was really kind of nervous.
Yeah.
I was really scared. I was at home. I just didn't know. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And they never showed up. They never texted me. I basically got ghosted in my own home. I was like, maybe they don't want the couch. Now no one's going to buy it. I'm really nervous. But then I checked the app. Turns out I never gave them my phone number. My bad.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Maybe I'll...
You mentioned the couch sounds so difficult.
It is difficult.
No,
I'm having such a hard time.
It's not difficult.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll see if it ever sells. We'll see if I ever get
you're
a new couch.
Not checking your messages. You don't give your phone number to the person.
But I was ready. And now my
you
place
don't want to sell the couch subconsciously. You don't want to get rid of it.
Deep down.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could buy Anna's couch from her if you
win
$5,000 because we do have it up for grabs.
Yeah.
Beat the bank.
ATM.
It's coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time for Beat the Bank.
ATM.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for callers number 11 and 13. Yeah, we're taking two guesses. If you've been keeping track of all the wrong ones, that means you have a pretty good shot to win that $5,000. So good luck if you're calling in. And if you don't get in this hour and we don't find a winner, we'll do it again in an hour. So we'll play again. Don't you worry.
All right.
It's got some good news on my email.
What's that?
They are going to be celebrating Day of the Dead at my son's school.
Well, good.
Look at that.
Give us a recap.
Yeah, those Muertos activities are still happening.
Okay.
I guess a parent hit the school up and complained and said they didn't want religion and some about the culture to be, I don't know. She didn't want us to put, I guess they don't believe in
you
certain
don't want
things.
To celebrate Spanish culture at a Spanish culture school?
It was a religious thing. They thought it was very religious. And so they, to be careful, the school... It's like, okay, we're gonna withdraw from that. But I guess enough parents did hit them up and talked about it that it's back. Because it's not religious.
Just one on the radio.
It's not. No, I don't think it was just me. I think it was all the parents that also wanted it.
You might have given those parents courage to speak up. Because a lot of people don't want to rock the boat.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's that one
I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to
talk about it. The loudest who gets their way. And that's not always the right way. Just because you're the loudest doesn't mean you should win every time.
And you know, a lot of people wonder what Dia de los Muertos is. It's literally where you just remember the ones who passed in your family.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fabulous. So much so that I actually want to go to Mexico City so I can see it and celebrate.
And if you watch the movie Coco, then you know exactly what Dia de los Muertos is. You see what it is. People go and celebrate and they go to the tombs and all that.
Well, good.
Or you could do it at home at the altars. So, yeah, that's some good news that we got.
Yeah.
But I got some tidbit news.
It's time for tidbit news.
Oh, boy.
I want to say I'm so sorry to all the rich people, man.
Uh-oh.
It's tough. Big problem for rich people right now. There's a shortage for qualified pilots for private jets.
Oh, no.
Dang. How y'all going to go fly around, man?
I guess
they're testing them more because of what's happened recently. You know what I mean? We had a couple of private jets that...
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, and you have to be qualified to, and they're different types of private
jets. Yeah,
it's
a different level of training, I'm sure.
There's a lady that calls me about every 3 months, Miss Andrews, and she'll say, Big Al, can you get the plane ready? She'll send me a text. Big Al, can you get the plane ready? We're ready to go to blah, blah, wherever they're going. Got the wrong Big Al. It's her pilot's name is Big Al, obviously. I just want one time to have the key to the plane or whatever they, however you get started. Just so I can meet her there at the plane and we can go.
Just get the, yeah,
just
show
crank
up.
It up. I wouldn't take off. I'd just crank it up.
How'd she get your number?
No, I know it's a friend of mine.
Oh, it is a friend of yours.
Yeah,
she knows two Big Al.
She knows two Big Al.
What a coincidence, right?
Yeah, and one's a pilot.
and she's just rich. And
what if we just accidentally switched places one day? He came in here and did the radio show, and I
went. That'd be great.
One of you would survive.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Shake things up.
Uh-huh. A groom robbed a bank the day before his wedding.
Oh, I saw this.
But he did it to pay for the ring and the venue, you guys.
That makes it okay.
It's for love.
And it's not that it's okay.
It was
but
a robbery for love.
Get what you can afford or don't get it.
I know, but 36-year-old dude named Heath.
Heath.
He was supposed to get married this past Saturday. On Friday morning, apparently he realized, man, I can't afford the ring.
He's waiting until that late to buy the ring?
And dang, I also cannot afford to pay for the venue.
He probably had it on layaway. He needed to get it out.
So he thought about it, and he decided the best route was to rob a bank. He didn't wear a mask. Police put surveillance shots up on the Facebook page that day.
Who ratted him out?
His fiance saw him. And she didn't rat him out, but she did ask him, hey, go turn yourself in. Don't be an idiot.
That's a dude that didn't want to get married.
So on Friday afternoon, he wanted to get married. That's why he robbed the bank, dude.
No, he didn't have a mask on. It's Halloween. It's October. You can get a mask somewhere. He had enough cash for that. That's a dude that didn't want to get married, but didn't know how to tell his fiance, I can't do it. So he went and robbed a bank with no mask on.
I see what you're
so
saying.
So he would get caught. Uh-huh. So he wouldn't have to get married.
Well, Friday afternoon, he turned himself in, confessed, and the wedding was canceled. And he's still in jail on aggravated robbery charges. He was just trying to pay for the venue.
Mission accomplished, homeboy.
How about this one? And the what would you do? Drug traffickers save drowning police officers.
Wow.
Who then arrest them.
Wow.
So three police officers in Spain were in a high-speed boat chase, right?
Yeah.
With some guys that they suspected to be drug traffickers last Friday. The cops lost control of their boat. They ended up falling into the sea where they were not swimming very well. And the robbers noticed that these guys were about to drown, so they turned their boat around, swooped them up, and saved their lives.
That's nice.
And then the cops thanked them by arresting them.
No good deed.
Interesting.
Wouldn't you on that one, since you saved my life, I'd be like, all right, man, I'm just going to chalk that up as a loss for me. You guys got away fair and square.
Maybe that's what ultimately will happen. They'll get a more lenient sentence, but they have to still
enforce the
follow
law.
The law.
Yeah.
You know?
That sends a message. Don't save them. Don't save people.
Well, you don't want
when
that.
When you're doing something illegal.
Death on your conscience. I don't know how people live with that.
Oh, man. Jail or these. I don't know, but they did the right thing. I mean, they saved the police officer's life.
Yeah.
It's one of those, what would you do moments. I feel like if I was the police officer, I would, as much as I'd probably get fired for it, I would turn my back because you saved my life. And hopefully they catch you another time. Mm. Actor in the Philippines may have set a world record by not blinking for 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds.
What?
I can't do it for 5 seconds.
Yes, you can. Oh, you just blink.
I'm trying.
I think my eyeballs would dry out. I don't like that.
I can't do it.
An hour.
An hour and 17. How do you train yourself not to blink?
That's off. I bet. Ugh.
Oh, what was that thing you got the other couple weeks ago, Kelly? The dry eye.
Dry eye. Horrible. That's why I can't. The thought of it.
That's probably what he got.
He could have blinked, but just blinked at the same time as the guy that was trying to keep up, trying to clock him. Blinked at the same time as him.
So he didn't catch him. I see what you're doing.
Yeah,
okay.
He didn't see him.
Maybe he can produce tears without blinking to keep his eyes moist.
That reminded me. Juan Snow still owes me the submerged underwater holding his breath for 2.5 minutes.
Well, he hasn't done it yet?
We haven't. We haven't had a chance to do that. We'll do that. I don't know. We need to get that done, huh?
Yeah, but you don't let him train. Like, he says he could do it whenever he wants, right?
I don't think we've been so busy. I don't think he's been training because we don't have a pool. He has a pool where he lives, so maybe that's why he's been sneaking home. Yeah, if you missed it, he just out of nowhere was like, I can hold my breath for 2.5 minutes underwater. I'm thinking, that's a long time.
Isn't that like what Navy SEALs can do?
Yeah, he says he beat one at a party.
No way.
And I don't know.
Navy SEAL?
But he doesn't really lie about that kind of thing. Yeah, he said he beat.
What does he lie about?
What does he lie about? When he's mad.
Where he was.
He'll lie and say he's not mad.
I don't think I could do anything that a Navy SEAL can do.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I could beat him at anything.
They can hold their breath even longer than that, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like, they could probably do like 3 or 5 minutes.
Like in really cold water.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because I'm still looking for another world record to break, so when I saw that one.
You want
to
hold your breath?
I can't do the holding the breath. That one's like 17 minutes.
I saw one this morning where a guy was blindfolded, and he identified 11 different types of ice cream. I think there was a time on it, in a minute.
Just with a lick?
Yeah, yes. For a spoon or whatever. But he could identify what types of ice cream each one was, so 11 different
brands,
flavors. Any different? I don't think the brand, just the flavor.
Well, I don't know if I'd be able to do that now because I got one of those tongue scrapers that I do every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife tells me that might be hurting my taste buds.
For sure.
I would imagine so.
But it gets all the bacteria off.
Yeah, whatever happened to kissing dogs?
That coating probably prevents you from tasting certain things as fully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it might make you a more sensitive taster.
Oh, I'm going to try that one.
You might be a super taster.
I wanted to do the one on Fortnite, but Ninja and his partner just won 51 duos straight in a row.
Well,
that took him a whole week, by the way.
What happened to the kissing dogs? They line up outside and you just go down the line and you kiss all these dogs. We thought that one was a good one.
But attainable. What kind of dog food each one of them eats.
Yeah. Just dogs lick their butts, you know?
Yeah.
And it's okay when my dog licks me.
I'd like to do the dog kissing one.
The world record? We could set it up.
It is different when it's your dog.
And when it's my dog, it's okay because I, for the most part, know her butt is clean. We clean her. But other dogs, I don't know.
Yeah, where the butts be? Where the dogs been? What? Yeah.
How dirty is their butt? Is what's going on?
I'm not
trying
to think about that. I mean, I know it sounds gross, but I'd be down.
But that's a lot of dog butt.
Yeah. I love dog.
I got a cousin named Dog Butt.
You would do it, though?
Yeah.
If we look it up, we can probably line up all the dogs and you just go down the line and get them. And then the last one's Al.
Yeah, I was licking butts.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want people mixed in.
We should all try to break a world record.
No, that's your dream. Yeah, I don't care.
I don't really care that much.
If I actually did it, I'd feel bad because you didn't do it.
Listen, because I would try to break one as well. If we all break a world record, I think we would be the only radio show in the history of the world to have a member break a world record.
What are we going
to
do?
Each member.
You got to find 5 different records to be broken.
Uh-huh.
That are simple enough for us to break.
Yes. Jenna's got the dog kissing.
That's not simple because you have to assemble a lot of dogs. That takes a lot of time and effort.
We have a radio show.
We're number one with dogs.
Done.
Yeah. I'm sure if we said, hey, bring your dog down here at 7:20 Central.
Whoa, the world record holder did pugs only. What are the chances? Exclusive pug kissing. 32 pugs.
Are you open to other types of dogs, breeds. Or just only about the
I pug? Do not discriminate.
Okay, so
no
any dog.
Breed discrimination.
And how many was it?
I don't really like poodles, but I'll just say I like all other dogs.
How many was it?
32. That's nothing.
Oh, that's so easy. We can get 32.
That's what I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Just kissing a dog.
Yeah. Now, how long did it take them? Is it an hour? An hour?
So these must have been random, unsuspecting pugs. They didn't sign up for this.
Oh, wow.
It's like if we had Kid Nation come out here and hold their dog, I could go down a line of hundreds of dogs.
I think we
looked this record up. This is why I think there's not really a big one because someone hasn't done this. That's why we knew you could do it.
Yeah.
Because it's only been attempted once and it was weak at best.
Can I do it?
Oh, now you want to do it? You said you didn't want to do it.
Now that I can tell it's so easy. The mile. You could do a mile of dogs.
A mile of dogs.
The mooch pooch. Mooch.
Beep. The bang. ATM. Beep. The bang. ATM. Guess the wrong numbers. You'll say, ouchie. Guess the right numbers. By Anna's couchie. Beep. The bang.
This couch is still up for sale.
I saw it. It's pretty. It's nice.
Yeah. I can't do the leather thing. It just gets all sticky on my back.
I love leather
in the summertime.
Yeah. That's why I want a new one. But thank you.
You buy it out.
I don't need one.
You always need stuff.
Maybe I'll put it on the award-winning patio. I can decorate it for Halloween.
Anytime somebody's selling something, you just buy it.
I bought a golf cart. No, I'll
see
about this later. I can use the thing.
What? A horse? Golf cart? What are you doing? Okay. Allison.
Allison.
Hello.
Are you in class or something? Is that the professor?
No, I'm at work.
Oh,
sorry.
Is that the boss?
Yes.
Tell you to get off the phone, probably.
Tell him you're busy.
He's okay.
All right,
he's
cool. Good. What do you guys do?
Yeah. I work at a misdemeanor probation office.
Ooh. How's Al doing?
Yeah. He's bad.
He's
got revoked.
Oh, wow.
I'll be in this afternoon.
Misdemeanor probation office.
Yes.
You guys, how many people come in a day, you think?
Couldn't even tell you. We have at least 100.
At least 100 come in a day. Make sure everything's going smooth. Okay.
Check in, dog. Check in with the PO. Check in.
Make sure everything's running smooth. All right, Allison. Well, have you been keeping track of all the wrong guesses there with the people at the office?
I have. I've had 4 other people helping me call, too. So I win $1,000.
Wow. You got a squad all set up, and you guys are going to split it. Nice. Uh-huh. All right. So what do you think the pin is?
I'm going to go with my birthday, 8192.
There you go. Still lucky numbers because they are the day you were born.
It's still your birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep trying.
Oh, yeah, keep on trying. Keep trying, girl. And that was a first-time guest right there from Allison, so mark that one off there. Let's move on here with Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Excellent. What are you up to this morning, Andy?
Oh, just getting my kids ready for school.
How many of those do you got?
I have 3.
3 kiddos.
Who's your favorite?
Yeah, which one's the favorite today?
The one who's being good.
Yeah.
No, it alternates.
Because, you know, if you're a parent, it changes from day to day depending on who is good and who is not.
43% of parents admit that they have a favorite child.
Really?
Yes.
Mine are tied right now. I'd say mine are tied. I don't think I have a favorite. Sometimes they do. One gets in the lead. But for the most part, I like them the same. Same with you, right, Andy?
That's right.
That's right, buddy. All right, man. So let's see if we can score you $5,000 here. What do you think the pin is?
Let's try 9218.
No way!
Andy, are you alive?
Andy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yes. Okay.
Speechless.
What are you going to do with $5,000, dude?
I have no idea. Probably planning a trip.
Yeah. You get a trip with the family?
Yeah.
Got holidays?
Yeah. Buy some Christmas presents and go on vacation. This one's great.
There you go.
Wow.
It's a Monday morning. Right. Tuesday morning for you. 9218 was the password. By the way, that's what Anna gets.
No way!
Yay!
Yes. So, Andy.
Andy, you need to buy Anna's couch. So.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Over here.
It's over here.
It's over here. It's leather.
If you're local, we'll bring it to you.
Delivered to Wichita?
Yeah, sure.
It'll cost more than what the couch is worth.
Justin has a truck. He can take it.
We'll get Justin to move it for you and everything. But Andy, you won $5,000. Congratulations, my man.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. We'll get you all set up.
Nice.
Woo! How about that?
How about them apples?
Here comes the cheddar man.
Oh, wow. Good news.
Good news.
We're doing it again.
Fill it back up.
One more time. Is this it?
We are with a little bit of a dilemma.
Okay. What's the dilemma, Cheddar?
This contest is going to end on Friday.
Okay.
So,
win or lose,
we can play. And if someone wins today, we'll do it again. I'm just saying the contest ends on Friday. So,
I see.
Let's say this doesn't get chosen until Friday. We will get a winner Friday.
Okay.
Oh,
so
wow.
Until we find
at 8:20 Central on Friday, if we haven't get, we'll just take guesses all the way until we do it.
Right, so awesome.
So. Refilling it back up. We got new numbers for you, and we will definitely give it away by Friday at 8:20. So this one you definitely want to listen to because we're going to just be
so this it sounds like Beat the Bank ATM Extreme.
Super. What are the new numbers, Jenna?
Okay, here are the new numbers in no particular order that you need to use for the winning pin code. They are 0467. 0467. Those are the 4 that you get to choose from. 0467.
And we'll have you have the first guest here in about 40 minutes with Beat the Bank
ATM Extreme.
Extreme. Coming up next, let's do Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. All right, we'll clear the phone lines. Our phone number is 800-KID-5.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That's where you give us a call with those things you think are pretty normal. And you started realizing that you're the only one doing these things.
Yeah.
That's what you call us. You tell us what that thing is. Follow it up with, hey, does that make me crazy? Maybe you might be entered into the Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame, Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's Kelly Raspberry.
And all you smarty pants fifth graders listening, listen, you're going to be out of school 30 years one day, and you won't remember half the stuff you think you know now.
Big Al Mack.
I know I was an athletic disappointment to my dad.
JC.
Some people are just, they're like sponges for knowledge.
And Jenna.
I'm tired of brats.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we just gave away $5,000 to Andy.
Andy!
And we filled it right back up. Beat the Bank ATM is happening. New numbers, by the way. 0467. And we have not taken any guesses yet. So whatever you guess is going to be the first one. And we'll have those coming up in about 30 minutes. But right now, let's get crazy with it. It's Does That Make Me Crazy? And the phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That one right here that came in from Sarah on Instagram. Hey, can I use the bathroom stall if I make eye contact with the person that just came out? If that happens, I have to let someone else go in front of me. Hashtag, does that make me crazy?
That's kind of weird.
Yes, that makes you crazy.
Yeah, mine's the other way. I just can't go to the bathroom if somebody knows I'm going. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to the bathroom, you know, if I got to go down the hall.
Yeah.
And somebody from the office is coming back from, like, the deli or something.
Yeah.
I just chalk it up as a loss, and I come right back to the studio. I can't go. I can't do it. I don't know what it is about it. Everybody does it, but I just can't if I make that eye contact.
All right.
But as far as your eye, yeah, it's quirky. It's crazy a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Get in there and do what you
got. Congratulations.
Welcome to the crazy club. What'd you find on the text, Anna?
Yeah, from the text. Every time I hear a Michael Bublé song, it makes me want to eat Olive Garden. Does that make me crazy?
Commercials are working.
That's so funny.
Man, I haven't gone to Olive Garden in a minute.
I haven't either.
I gotta go.
That's all the breadsticks.
Yeah.
The breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Hi, Veronica.
Good morning. How are you?
Howdy. Good. We want to see if you're crazy or not. What do you do?
So when it's time for me to brush my dog's teeth, he doesn't like it at all. So while I brush his teeth, I will brush his teeth. And then in the middle, I'll brush my teeth with his toothbrush. And then I'll go back to finish brushing his teeth, trying to make him show that it's not so bad.
Oh,
does that make me crazy?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Hall of Fame worthy.
So you got to share toothbrushes.
Loves your dog.
You might want to try the world record thing with kissing dogs.
Oh my goodness.
So it doesn't gross you out at all then, Veronica?
I try not to think about it.
No,
he has bacon flavored toothpaste, and bacon's not terrible.
Mm. You use his toothpaste?
Wait, you use the dog toothpaste?
You use his toothpaste too?
But let's think about this for a minute.
I share his toothbrush.
Yeah,
so I mean, I just have the leftover toothpaste from him, and then after I'm done showing him that it's not so bad, I finish up him.
And how's the bacon-flavored toothpaste? Pretty good or what?
I mean, I prefer the mint for humans, but, I mean, if it helps him brush his teeth and not run around like a crazy dog. Yeah.
What does your boyfriend or husband think about this?
I don't have one.
I thought that was the polite way to ask that question, right? Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping you would say that to make it funny.
If my girl comes to bed after brushing her teeth and she's tasting like bacon.
Did you just eat bacon strips?
Yeah. I think I'm all about that.
Oh, my.
Breakfast in bed.
Do you circle around two or three times in the bed before you actually lay down?
I definitely flip and flop a lot at night,
Yep.
All right. Well, you love your doggy.
You're
that's,
cute.
That's up there with our crazy, too. I like that. Veronica,
friends,
you have a wonderful day. Enjoy brushing your dog's teeth. All right. What's up, Shaylin?
Hey.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're crazy involves your boyfriend, huh?
Yeah. I save his contacts when he leaves during the week. And they're disposable. He doesn't need them, and he comes back on the weekend with more, but I save them. Does that make me crazy?
What do you do with them?
What are you going
to
do with them?
They're just on my bathroom sink in the water bottle lid that he leaves them in.
Just a reminder of him and his eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
I don't want to throw them away.
Aw. Weird.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy.
Yeah, you're going to be like, and then I drink them.
Yeah. My wife will take her, she has disposable ones off. She won't take it off in her sink because we have the his and her sinks.
Mm-hmm.
She comes and does it on mine, and so I have it in mine. Every morning I see both of her little eyeball things there.
Huh. Those of her eyeball things?
Yeah, her contact.
Leave me a little something, something.
Yeah, but I don't want that. Yeah. Those gross me out because they look all slimy. What's up, Sharon?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. So, go ahead with your crazy.
Does this make me crazy? Whenever my daughter or granddaughter lose their teeth, I collect them. So my daughter is 26, so I have about 12 of hers, and my granddaughter is 9, and so I have about 10. So whenever they lose their teeth, I just keep them. I don't know why. I don't know what I do with them afterwards. They're just in a little medicine bottle.
Bone collector.
Bone collector.
Bone collector here.
That's a little cray-cray.
What's the ultimate goal with them?
I don't know. I really is that Kelly? I don't know, Kelly.
String them into a necklace, or maybe you could use them to outline a frame. Hot glue about a frame. It's a little home DIY project.
Oh, you know what you should do? And I saw people doing this. Take the little baby teeth and put them on dolls. On the stuffed animals.
Real?
Yeah. And they look so creepy.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Because so there comes a point you've got to decide, what am I going to do with these?
So that's a good
idea.
What
is I thought the tooth fairy's missing out then.
The tooth fairy will take them from some families. Sometimes. But some families choose to keep them themselves.
Yeah, like, fairy, can you please bring it and leave it in my little medicine bottle in the cabinet?
If you ever need them cleaned, we had a caller 2 calls ago that would probably...
Bacon toothbrush.
Like real clean with some bacon toothpaste.
Yeah, a little crazy there, Sharon.
Yeah.
But you keep on collecting those bones.
Huh.
Interesting. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
What do you do to your 6-year-old?
Oh, my goodness. So, he's super cute.
Yeah.
And when I get nervous or sad, I make him come over to me, and I, like, bite his chin a little bit. Like, it's the cutest, tiniest chin, and today's his 6th birthday, and I thought to myself, is it ending? Like, is he too cool to let me do that now? But, like, since he was born, I have been biting his chin when I get, like, uncomfortable or nervous.
Please do this the first day.
Does that make me crazy?
Do it the first day he goes to high school.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine how, like, what a good-sized chin that's going to be?
That's mom crazy right there, but yeah. I get it.
You know, like, you think about, like, when they're little and you say, oh, I want to bite them. It's real.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly said that many times, or want to lick them.
Lick a bear.
Do you randomly tear up, Julie, just thinking about them growing up too fast? Do you just start tearing up when they're sitting there?
Like I said, his 6th birthday is today, and I am devastated.
Yes.
Well, what's his name? Happy birthday.
His name is Nolan Ryan.
Well, what a cool name. Is he pitching
I know. We might be baseball people.
Yeah, right?
Crazy.
Happy birthday, Nolan Ryan, the young one.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And keep biting his chin. The other Nolan Ryan's good, known for hitting you on the chin.
And foundation repair.
And foundation repair.
Me.
Oh, man. What's up, Candace?
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead with yours.
I am so excited to talk to you guys. I can't believe it.
Excited to talk to you as well.
Yeah.
So my husband and I encourage our children to eat their boogers. Does that make us crazy?
Well, did you read the article that says that it helps them with...
immunity or something?
Immunity or something, yeah. I read something that...
It helps their immune system, and I'm also a teacher, and so I've noticed that, like, I see, you know, these 8th graders eating their boogers sometimes. But anyway, they're never gone because they're healthy.
Do you eat yours?
Do you guys do it?
Well, my husband does, but I just, I choose not to. I think I have a good enough immune system.
Good choice, Candace. Good choice. I like your choice. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Almost gagged, right?
Yeah.
See, I have a good immune system. I really do, but I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's been better because I don't really eat sugar. I don't.
Whoa. All right, y'all crazy. Y'all the crazy family.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Y'all the
congratulations.
Crazy family.
I get why you're doing it, though. You're doing it for better,
Oh, it's just making me dry heave.
Yeah, I know. But it's working. Interesting crazy. If we didn't get to you today, Kid Nation, hey, keep on trying. We'll be back at it again next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Chances to play 4 new digits. How cool would it be?
lady selling these. Trying to watch her hatchet last weekend in her back of her truck, like outside this little thrift store. And she had little piglets.
Yeah, but have you ever heard about people that think they're buying the teacup pigs and they turn out to be full pot belly size?
Oh, no.
500 pound pigs.
Because you don't know, I guess.
You don't know till they grow.
You can make a lot of money on those, though.
Don't even start talking like that.
At the fair? Isn't that what they do at the fair?
My big moral dilemma. Oh, yeah, did you see them yesterday? You see the little babies, and you see them showing off the ones they're going to sell. Yeah.
My wife said she saw some that were like 2 days old.
They're so cute.
And they were the size of, smaller than puppies. Little pigs.
So cute.
Yeah, get one, Hal.
Make little baby hot dogs on it.
Yeah. Little baby hot dogs. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Great.
What you got going on right now?
I'm standing in the yard trying to make sure I don't lose my call.
Standing in the middle of the yard. So if you win, you're going to be screaming loud, and the neighbors hopefully will be looking out the windows.
I'm going to be calling 911. What's happening?
All right. Well, we got brand new numbers because we did get a $5,000 winner, so we're looking for a second one of the day. That'd be really nice. That way George,
yes, it would.
George could come in here and scream, too, with you and be all excited. Our numbers are 0, 4, 6, and 7. So, Danielle, what do you think the pin is?
7406.
Okay. Access denied.
Oh, man. Sorry, I am sorry, Danielle. But I don't know what it is about today, but that was Anna's guess.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and I'm out on the first one?
We've had back-to-back guesses, and the last one won, and it was Anna's guess, and this one was Anna's guess, and this is the first one out.
Look at that.
It's Anna Day.
Danielle, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. Keep on trying. Speaking of Anna, let's go to Anna on the phone. This is weird right now. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Anna Day.
Good.
What are you up to right now?
Well, not much, but I just see that somebody else just guessed my number. I guess I'm going to have to go with another one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Really guessed your number, Anna.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So two Annas were thinking about the same number.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I don't know. That's
kind of
interesting.
Yeah.
Are you a Jonas Brothers fan?
No, not.
That's, can't win them all.
That's where the similarities
are. Yeah.
Are you in search of a leather couch?
No.
The office is there.
Yes.
How many coworkers are around your desk right now?
It's 5 of us right now.
All right.
Oh, okay.
That's 1,000 each. Okay.
Well, hello to all your coworkers. Hello, everyone. And
hi. All right.
All right, so Anna, you got to switch it up now since your guess was taken, which was weird that out of all the numbers, you guys thought of the same one. So what do you think the pin is?
I'm going to go with
6470.
6470.
All right.
Access denied.
Oh, man, that was
mine. That would have been fun. Oh.
Sorry, Anna. Hey, out of the 5 of your friends, tell a hot one to give me a holler. It's bound to be one hot.
That's a.
You know how when women laugh because they don't want to say anything?
Yeah, that's a no.
Somebody just said it.
Put the hot one on the phone right now.
Can they guess a number?
No.
Well, no, they can't guess a number.
Oh. No. I can put the hot one on the phone. Can she say a number?
She can say it, but it won't mean that she'll win anything.
Yeah.
She can just say it.
You know what, then.
She can give me a number.
Al just wants to talk to the hot one at the office, apparently. That's another no, Al.
Oh, yep.
She doesn't want to pick. She doesn't want to pick who the hot one is.
That's okay.
I feel like a nighttime DJ where all the girls are calling on their way out to the club.
This is how it used to be. Yeah.
Don't you get that vibe right now?
I miss those days.
Shot, 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 shot.
And then Kenzie would call me like, "Why were you talking to a girl that like that?"
For my job, babe.
All right, Anna. You and the office have a good day at work today, and I keep on trying. We got two guesses right there. Another chance for you to win tomorrow, 7:20 and 8:20 Central with Beat the Bank
ATM.
I'm sorry,
the stream.
We didn't get to get you a date, but we do have Good News Tuesday.
All right.
All right, Kid Nation, we want to feel good this morning, so give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about the good that's going on in your world. And I got this. Did you guys see the story of the dog from the hurricane?
I don't know.
Yes.
Kelly, you haven't heard this story?
Yes.
It's a really feel-good story. I'll tell you what happened to this puppy that survived a hurricane next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby.
Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So tell us what happened this weekend that got you smiling. What are you looking forward to this week? Whatever's good to you is going to be good to us. That's why we call it Good News Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I got this story that I saw, and it's pretty awesome because Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm over a month ago, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that this is even possible is amazing. A group called Big Dog Ranch Rescue has been searching for animals trapped under the rubble. Last Friday, they found a dog that somehow survived this whole mess.
Wow.
And this entire month of being trapped. A drone with infrared scanner spotted him, so they got those flying around, which is really cool that we have this technology now, because without this, he would not have been spotted. The rescuers found him pinned under an air conditioner, surrounded by rubble. After he survived for a month on nothing but rainwater.
Oh.
That's all he had, was just those little drips of rainwater that he was able to drink.
Kelly, as you can imagine, this dog looked
emaciated.
He was rail thin, weak, and barely alive. He immediately ate a can of cat food they had for him. He's like, I don't care if this is cats. I'm eating this. They flew him to an animal hospital near West Palm Beach. Doing a lot better now, and they decided to name him Miracle for obvious reasons.
Yep.
He's the 138th dog that they've saved in the Bahamas in the past month.
Wow.
And as soon as he's healthy, they're going to put him up for adoption, and I guarantee somebody's going to wrap him up around their arms and take him home.
The line's wrapped around the state of Florida for that dog.
Yeah, right? Yeah. By the way, if you want to donate or learn more, you can check out their website, bdrr.org. And, man.
B-D-R-R.
B-D-R-R. .org.
Got it.
Yeah. Big Dog Ranch Rescue, Big Al.
Got it. Okay.
And now we get to you, Kid Nation. Your good news. Anna, what do you got from the text?
Dana said, my boyfriend's kids were staying with us, and his little girl finally said, I love you to me.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
So cool. And from sweet to punching some people. Michelle, how are you doing?
I am great. How are you all this morning?
Good, Michelle.
Stoked after seeing that your son's doing something really awesome next week.
I am so excited. He is making his UFC debut in Boston.
Oh, wow. That's pretty exciting.
What's his name?
Yeah.
His name is Brendan Allen. His stage name is Brendan All In Allen.
Brendan All In.
Brendan
All
In.
So UFC debut.
Yeah.
Wow.
Super excited.
All right, we're going to check him out. Good luck to Brendan.
That has to be scary as a mom, though, right? You know?
Yeah, right.
Just like, whoo. So intense.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever do the UFC thing.
It's very different than boxing. I remember
very different than boxing. You can kick each other, dude.
One time, Corey did boxing.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have to talk him out of it. After the boxing match, went three rounds. He lost. Couldn't find his car for an hour and a half.
Yeah, no.
He got the...
No. Yeah, I did boxing as a kid, and that's different.
It's different.
Because all you get to use is your hands, but...
I have a boxing session today.
Do you really, Jenna?
Well, but I don't spar. Everyone's like, yeah, Jenna, you should spar. I don't want to be hit in the face. I do this for exercise.
Right.
It's a great cardio.
Right.
And toning. I do not do this to try and fight someone.
You can wear the headgear. It's not... I mean, it's still pretty good.
No! Why? I don't want to fight.
Why do you want to take a punch to the face?
I don't know. Something about the adrenaline, I think it helps you exercise a little bit harder.
Oh, no, punch me in the money maker, though.
Uh-huh.
No.
But UFC, man, those guys are on the ground. They're grappling each other. They're punching, kicking.
Eesh.
And those guys are beasts.
Yeah.
Good luck to Brendan, though. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
What's your good news you want to share with us?
I'm going to have heart surgery on the 21st.
Wow.
And I get to have a normal heart rhythm and exercise. And be able to do normal things.
What's your heart condition? What is it right now?
It's called SBT. It's where the heart beats really, really fast, where it shouldn't be. Like, my resting rhythm is about 100, 120.
Whoa.
Wow.
Goodness.
And that's usually when, like, we're exercising, you know?
How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I'm
23. Oh, so after this surgery, no more medication, and you can go about life in a normal way.
Yep.
Well, Elizabeth, I want to get an update when this goes down, okay?
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Hold on for us. We want your number because we want to check up on you after, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And you can be yelling at your trainer just like I yell at mine.
I don't want to do.
I don't want to do that. It's too hard.
I knew it.
But you have a new heart. I don't care. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. What's up, Sierra?
Hello.
Hey. Give us that good news. What's up?
So I finally found a man that treats me right.
Oh, so they're out there, huh? They're out there?
Did I swipe right on you or something?
Do what?
Nothing. So, what's your man's name? Give him some props.
His name's Miguel.
Miguel,
shout out.
Yeah, he does. Get
your Latin man. Okay,
now.
He's smooth.
Shout out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Miguel is smooth.
How long have you guys been together?
We just started dating, but he already treats me so right.
Yep.
We always know. For the first 30, 60 days.
Ow.
Come over to my Latin man. You see him, he's still treating you right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he is. Here it is Tuesday. We haven't seen breakfast.
That's the thing.
We ain't had breakfast.
They don't even have my back here. We do fight.
I have your back.
No, you're like, don't break up with him. He brings us breakfast.
Oh, yes. I have his back, of course.
They need for 4 days.
Your mates haven't bought breakfast here?
Mexican lover.
My wife has. Not recently, but in the past, she has.
Bring it, brother.
I accidentally got her pregnant twice, and now she's busy with kids, Jen. I'm sorry. What?
Accidentally. Don't say that.
I love when people say it was an accident, yet they're doing nothing to protect.
Oh, no. My kids were full on planned.
You just said accident.
I was joking. That's the joke.
They're fabulous.
Even if they were, I love them. What's up, Moni?
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. So what's the good news you want to share?
So my family every year does a team for the Jingle Bell Run in Columbia, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And it's put on by the Arthritis Foundation.
Okay.
And it's specifically to raise money for research into medications, therapies, and such, and to help find a cure and whatnot for juvenile arthritis.
All right.
Yeah.
Which my 11-year-old daughter has. She was diagnosed when she was 5. And she's doing pretty good now, but she still has days where she's in a lot of pain. But last week, her school did a penny drive to raise money for our team. The school of like 381 students, they set a goal of $500, and they raised $1,725.
Woo!
Wow.
Our pennies.
Wow.
All right.
That is awesome. And what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Katie.
Katie, we're sending you some love.
Yep.
And you have a wonderful day. Thank you for sharing your news with us.
You too. Thank you.
Bye,
Mom. Good luck on the run. Yep.
Yeah, good luck with the run. Woo. It's cool when the community comes together and the school gets all together. What's up, Mike?
What's up? Boy, you trying to follow up those two.
Yours is pretty good news too, though, Mike.
That's all right.
Well, hey, guess what? I went thrift shopping this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then I was putting on a pair of jeans that I bought at a thrift shop. And that little coin pocket that you never put anything in, I reached in there and I found $100 this morning.
Whoa!
$100 in the little pocket?
Wow.
The little pocket. So
dude,
next
that was
time
mine.
You go thrift,
go. That was mine, man.
Okay, what size jeans you wear?
That size you got?
That size. Well, anyway, yeah, always check the packets because you never know what you're going to find at a thrift shop.
Uh-huh.
All right.
By the way, what size jean do you wear? I want to see what Al claims he was wearing.
36,
32.
Go 36! No, they're not!
Tomorrow. Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That was mine.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.